With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Foresters in Oneida County celebrated Arbor Day by planting trees at the Shawamigan Nicolay National Forest headquarters. The trees replaced ones that had died from emerald ash borer. As WXPR's Katie Thorson explains, foresters at multiple government levels used the opportunity to show how they're working together toward a common goal.
Wisconsin is home to nearly 17 million acres of forest land that spans federal, state, and county land. It provides jobs, recreation, and a healthy environment.
The Northwoods continues to have this legacy of loving trees, loving open spaces, whether it's from a recreation component, a fishing component, or a hardwood harvesting component. I think that's something that everyone can appreciate about our beautiful spaces here in the Northwoods.
That's Sitka Pence. She's the Deputy Forest Supervisor for the Shawamigan Nicolay National Forest. She, along with the Chief State Forester, Oneida County Forester, and the Rhinelander City Forester, gathered on Arbor Day to plant some trees and talk about the importance of working across all governments to sustain healthy forests. Tom Giroux is the Rhinelander City Forester.
I think it really is important that we all send the same message to the people we work with, whether you're in the city or rural parts of the state, whether you recreate. Everybody needs to hear the same message that trees are important. We're part of our environment, and they really are part of sustaining human life, even.
The city planted more than 100 trees last year to replace ones that have been taken out by construction or disease. Giroux says they're applying for additional grants to plant more. The county, state, and national forests are continually planting trees to ensure forests remain healthy against disease and climate change. Last week, the governor announced the state was upping its goal to plant 100 million trees by 2030. Heather Berkland is the DNR Chief State Forester.
Whether it's the one tree in your backyard or planting, 100 trees, every tree counts and every tree is important and will benefit you and all of us.
The Forest Service planted several trees at its headquarters in Rhinelander, including some white pines that were grown from seed in the USDA Forest Service J.W. Toomey Nursery in the Ottawa National Forest. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Governor Tony Evers kicked off his 2024 Pothole Patrol Tour in Stevens Point Monday. Evers says it's his way of fulfilling a campaign promise.
Actually double the amount of money that we're sending to localities to fix the damn roads, and feel very good about that bipartisan effort.
Evers also says he uses the Pothole Patrol Tour to raise awareness about work zone safety, especially after 9 people were killed in work zone accidents last year.
At the end of the day, those 9 people, they left families behind, and it's important to fix the damn roads, but it's also important to make sure that people that are doing this work are safe.
Evers says residents can expect more road work like this wherever they travel, thanks to last year's increase in shared revenue.
Having safe roads are really important for all sorts of reasons, including, people getting to work every day, but it's also important for our economy and our safety.
This is the 4th year that Evers has conducted a pothole patrol tour. He also stopped in Menominee and plans to make stops in other cities throughout the week. A sure sign that summer is drawing closer, trails and campgrounds are starting to open for the season. Recreation areas, trails, and most campgrounds in the Shawamigan Nicolay National Forest are set to reopen this week for the 2024 summer season. Weather permitting, all trails will reopen to approved recreation activities on May 1st. Chippewa Campground will reopen May 20th. Black Lake Campground will reopen July 1st. All other campgrounds will reopen May 2nd. The Oneida County ATV-UTV Trail System will open May 1st. Vilas County Trails will also be opening at that time. Trails are in early season condition. Trail conditions may be wet in spots. The counties and clubs encourage riders to stick to marked trails, obey all signs and regulations, and ride responsibly. A recent report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture found working-age rural residents die from natural causes at a higher rate than their urban counterparts. And as Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports, that mortality gap is widening.
25 to 54-year-olds in rural areas died of natural causes at a higher rate, 6%, than urban residents in 1999. 20 years later, that number swelled to 43%. Researchers found cancer and heart disease were the primary natural causes of death for men and women. National Rural Health Association CEO Alan Morgan says it's harder for rural residents to seek care.
And it's just a matter of not having access to local care. And also taking time off of work to be able to have to drive an hour or two to seek care.
Morgan says there are multiple reasons for the disparity, including rural hospital closures. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Anna Pope.
Wisconsin lawmakers recently debated reforms for payday loans. Efforts to protect consumers come amid new research about financial pain associated with cash advances offered through smartphone apps. Mike Moen reports.
The Center for Responsible Lending is out with findings that detail how earned wage advances from digital platforms come with extra costs disguised as things like tips. Traditional payday lenders are often criticized for charging excessive interest rates on loans that are usually around $500. The center's Lucia Constantine says customers are usually seeking smaller amounts from the apps, but she warns they can be just as costly.
They are trapping consumers in a cycle of borrowing that is similar to that of a payday loan.
The report says after using these financial products, customers are seeing overdrafts on their checking accounts increase by 56% on average. Industry leaders deny they're barraging customers with hidden fees, stressing that features like suggested tips are optional. More broadly, a bipartisan payday loan reform bill in the Wisconsin legislature failed to advance this month. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.